Yep. Here we go. Welcome back. This is Nighttime Live here on the Mighty 790 KFGO, and I have a very special guest joining us right now. As you know, Scott and I often talk about this great television show out of Canada called Corner Gas. They went off the air a few years ago, but they are making a new movie, a Corner Gas movie, and this past weekend, they were up there having Dog River Days and also shooting some of the film up there at Rolo, Saskatchewan. And joining us right now is the mayor of Corner Gas, or I should say Dog River, Rolo, Saskatchewan, the Honorable Grant Clark, I should say, here on KFGO. When you have two first names, sir, that kind of mixes me up sometimes.
I know it happens. Yeah, it happens often.
How long have you been mayor up there?
I have been mayor here for 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
And what's the population of Rolo?
The population is 500.
500.
That's counting everybody.
So, obviously, the show started back before you held the office, but tell us some of the reaction back in the early days when they first started shooting the film out there in the Rolo, or the movie set, I should say, the TV set.
Yeah, so that's 10 years ago is when they started, and they haven't been on the scene here for 4 years until they had the movie. You know, it's been very interesting. You know, it started out at a real small budget. You know, they all drove older cars and kind of stayed in campers and things until they got the show going. And every year you could see the mode of transportation improving and accommodations got better as the show became more popular. So it's been interesting. You know, you have people in your town and visitors from all over North America, and it's been quite an interesting ride, actually.
Oh man, the show itself, the creator, of course, Brent Butt was there up there in Rolo this past weekend, part of your Dog River Days. They decided to make a movie, as I mentioned, and they shot the ending, I believe, up there in your fine town. But let's go through just a couple of things, because folks, I think, would be kind of surprised that the police station featured in the TV show is not actually a police station in real life, is it?
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's had lots of different businesses in it, actually. Right now, it's a residence. There's a couple that live in it, you know, and it was a hospital at one time, a little small hospital. And so, yes, they changed the front and, you know, do some cosmetic work on it, and it does look like a little police station.
is the actual elevator an elevator in Rolo?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Does it have Dog River written on it all the time?
It does. It does. And people, you know, you tell them you live at Rolo and give them the directions, and they say, "Well, where is it? I'm at Dog River. Can't find Rolo." You know.
What about the gas station itself? Is it a working gas station?
No, it was created for the show itself, but it's got actual gas pumps out front, and there's groceries inside, and, you know, firecrackers, and, you know, everything you'd find in a little small town convenience store or gas station.
Okay, and how about...
There's a little cafe hitched onto it as well.
So that's where we would call the Ruby, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so they don't keep the names as the same as the show, right? Do they change it? Is it known as the Ruby now, I guess I should say?
Yeah, that's right, yes. Yep.
It is, okay. What other things am I thinking of? I'm trying to go back. Oh, how about Oscar's House?
Oscar's House, yeah, that's a residence right here in town. And they rent that while they're in here shooting. I think they were here for 18 days, and they just finished on Tuesday, a week ago. And so they really, when they're here, they really shoot hard. You know, they start 7 in the morning and go till dark. it's a little confusing sometimes in town here. You know, they block traffic and so on, but most people are tolerable, and they understand that they're only going to be here a few days, and so they try and treat them like guests.
If you're just joining us, this is Mayor Grant Clark of Rollo, Saskatchewan, Canada, and this is the site of Corner Gas. We're talking about, and of course, we talk about this constantly on my show here at KFGL. The food mart, that was another one. They got the letter and the couple of letters missing out of there. Is that a real kind of like small shopping mart?
Well, again, that's not a food mart. Again, that's not a food mart. It's another business that's here in town, and they just put that up just for the shooting.
Wow. Do you did any of the townspeople become extras for the TV show?
Yes, some of them did, but not a great deal. Not a great deal. See, we live very close to Regina, our capital here, and another city, Moose Jaw. Like, we're only 30 miles away from those two.
Mm-hmm.
So there were always lots of people wanting to come out and become extras. So, you know, the local people get up and go to work every day, but some of the other ones would come from the cities to be extras.
Did you see, now that the show is done, have you seen a sizable either gain or decline in population of Rollo?
We actually, yes, we've seen a little bit of an increase, and our traffic here is unbelievable in the summer months, in like July and August. Even after 3 years after the show was off the air as such, or they weren't filming here, we still had thousands of people pass through here.
Amazing. Amazing. Is it nothing but field around your town, by the way? Plains?
That's right. Yeah, you can see, like they say in the show, you know, you see your dog run away for 3 days. and that's the way it is, actually.
They make, you know, it's kind of a small satirical once in a while of small town living, but are the residents of Rollo, they were always happy with Corner Gas, weren't they?
Oh, pretty much. Oh, you get the odd one that was, you know, but he's crabby about everything, you know, one of those guys. But mostly they were somewhat proud of the fact that, I guess, you had a movie, you know, or a show developed in your hometown.
Okay. What kind of excitement did the townspeople and yourself have, for that matter, when you found out that you're not only going to have a 10-year anniversary of the Dog River Days, but they're going to shoot some film there, too, for the movie? What kind of reaction did you guys have?
There was more excitement for that than there actually was for the show. Because the show, after 6 years, you know, it was, oh, well, they're here filming again, you know. But then there was an absence of 4 years, and then so people were somewhat excited. And then to be on the big screen as well.
Uh-huh.
I think it airs in December.
Do you have a part in this one?
No, I don't. I think they make fun of the mayor, I think, in the movie, so he's the bad guy. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how it goes.
So
you know, people, just excuse me, but if people want to read more about it or, you know, understand it better, they can go to dogriverdays.com.
And they'll have a complete description of what
happened.
They'll have
pictures on there. They'll have descriptions. Or you can go to the Town of Rollo Facebook page. And they took lots of footage. I mean, there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people here on Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm.
Rollo, that now it's probably spelled R-O-U-L-E-A-U.
E-A-U, yes.
Town of Rollo. Check that out. By the way, those characters that are on the TV show and in the movie, are they close to anybody in Rollo, do you think? Or totally made up?
We've got a few that, yeah, they could have been on there. most of them are made up, but you know what it's like? Any town in North Dakota or Saskatchewan would have some characters that would qualify.
Yeah, I got you. Because they wouldn't have made fun of you because Fitzy was before your time, before your administration, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But I've been kind of involved with it all the way along, you know. We had heard a rumbling a year ago that there may be a movie here, but we just couldn't say anything about it. It was announced, it actually was announced late in the spring.
Now listen, Wanda would have never been able to keep that secret.
I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think so, no. She'd have to give it up.
by the way, there was one other building, the pub, the bar that the guys go to.
Yes.
Is that a real pub?
Yeah, that is. That's a working bar. Now, the only difference was in its absence, the four-year absence, the new people have bought it, and they completely renovated the inside. Now, the outside, they got word, or we got word to them in time, and they left the outside of the bar original, and but they, I mean, they had to do the inside of it.
I gotcha.
But I think they had enough footage from the previous 6 years of shots on the inside that they were able to accomplish that.
I gotcha.
And then, of course, they could use the outside because it was exactly the same way.
I have to ask you, Mayor, and I don't know if you know the answer to this question, but the producer of my show had seen this television show on the Chicago TV station. And then a couple of my other friends saw it because they were on the northern tier of North Dakota and they could get Canadian television. Why didn't that show hit in the U.S.? I mean, it would have been a blockbuster.
Well, it is now. It is being carried in the United States. And I'm surprised. I'm surprised when you told me you watched it on the computer. Yeah, it's being showed throughout the United States.
Wow.
It took a few years to get there. Like, it was a hit, and amazing enough, in big cities, you know, Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver, and we never thought that would happen. We thought we'd have to sell it into a small market. And then it got into the United States, and I don't know why. I thought you could pick it up there in Fargo.
Well, not yet, anyway. Hope somebody picks it up, because I'll watch all six seasons again, let me tell you.
Because, we get calls from, it was amazing. You know, and I talked about that a little bit in a speech I made, but it was amazing the calls we've got and the interaction from, you know, Florida, Texas, all throughout the United States and Canada, Ontario, you know, British Columbia, overseas. Man, oh, man. It was, you know, I watched the show, and it was just fine. It was, and that's all I'll say. It was just fine.
Uh-huh.
But we had a reason to watch it, and I didn't think you could sell that into a large population market.
You know, people are looking for some good, clean, wholesome comedy, and mm-hmm. I think that was the big key factor for that TV show.
Yeah, Grandma and Grandpa could sit down with their grandkids and watch it. Yeah. You know, there's no doubt about that.
The only bad word they ever heard in that show was jackass.
I know old jackass was here. I actually talked to him when they were filming, you know. And he talks just the same way in real life.
There was one episode, by the way, they're talking about what was the best TV show ever in Canada. And then somebody, well, what about Street Legal? And then Eric Peterson, who plays Oscar, turned around and said, Street Legal sucked. And he was the star of Street Legal.
I know he was.
Oh, fascinating. Well, I'm going to let you go here, Mayor. I thank you so much for joining us here on KFGO. Once again, dogriverdays.com.
That's right.
On the internet. And then what's the proper one on Facebook?
You can go to the Town of Rollo.
Town of Rollo, Roulau.
Yep, Facebook page, yep.
On the Facebook page. Plenty of stuff to look at.
There should be.
I can't thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much for joining us here on KFGO. And I can't wait for the movie. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it'll be interesting. Thank you for calling.
Take care now. Bye-bye. Yeah.